requiring us to knock. Being omniscient, God knows we need to have doors opened. Why, then, must he wait for our knocking before he opens? If the door is to be opened, and if opening doors is in accordance with God's will, and if furthermore he also knows that we need it to be opened, why does he wait for us to knock? Why does he not just open the door? What advantage does our knocking give to God? Yet we must further ask these questions. Since God's will is to open the door, and since opening the door is in accord with righteousness, will God nevertheless open the door if we do not knock? Or would he rather have his will and righteousness delayed without accomplishment in order to wait for our prayers? Will he really allow his will of opening doors to be restrained by our not knocking? If so, will not the will of God be limited by us? Is God really almighty? If he is almighty, why can he not open the door all by himself? Why instead must he wait till we knock? Is God really able to accomplish his own will? But if he truly is able, then why is his opening of doors, God's will, governed by our knocking, man's prayer? By asking all these questions, we come to realize that prayer is a great mystery. For here we see a principle of God's working, which is that God's people must pray before God himself will rise up and work. His will is only to be realized through the prayers of those who belong to him. The prayers of the believers are to accomplish his will. God will not fulfill his will alone. He will perform only after his people show their sympathy in prayers. Such being the case, it can therefore be said that prayer is none other than an act of the believer working together with God. Prayer is the union of the believer's thought with the will of God. The prayer which a believer utters on earth is but the voicing of the Lord's will in heaven. Prayer is not the expressing of our wish for God to yield to our petition and fill up our selfish desire. It is not a forcing of the Lord to change his will and perform what he is unwilling to do. No, prayer is simply speaking out the will of God through the mouth of the believer. Before God, the believer asks in prayer for the Lord's will to be done. Prayer does not alter that which God has determined. It never changes anything. It merely achieves what he has already foreordained. Prayerlessness, though, does affect the change, because God will let many of his resolutions go suspended due to the lack from his people of prayerful cooperation with him. Verily I say unto you, what things soever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 18. We are most familiar with this word of our Lord, yet it should be realized that this word has reference to prayer, and it is immediately followed by this statement of Christ's. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. Verse 19. Heaven governed by earth. Here is clearly stated the relationship between prayer and God's work. God in heaven will only bind and loose what his children on earth have bound and loosed. Many things there are which need to be bound, but God will not bind them by himself alone. He wants his people to bind them on earth first, and then he will bind them in heaven. Many things there are also which should be loosed, but again, God is not willing to loose them alone. He waits until his people loose them on earth, and then he will loose them in heaven. Think of it. All the actions in heaven are governed by the actions on earth, and likewise all the movements in heaven are restricted by the movements on earth. God takes great delight in putting all his own works under the control of his people. Yet it should be pointed out that these words in Matthew are not spoken to carnal people, for such are not qualified to hear them. Let us be very careful here, lest the flesh come in, for in that case we shall offend God in many respects. There is one passage in Isaiah which conveys the same thought as is found here in Matthew. Thus saith Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of the things that are to come. Concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.